The children would like to come forward for the children's message, and we'll come right up here to the front so that you guys can see the screen there. And Chip's going to play us a video. Okay? So what we have there, we have a cocoon when it started out there. So what insect do you know makes a cocoon? A caterpillar, that's right. And that caterpillar made its cocoon. And that cocoon ends up being called a chrysalis. Okay? And that's what wraps around them. And you saw what happened. It gets transformed into a butterfly. And those were monarch butterflies. Okay, and they're called monarch butterflies because, you know why? Because it looks like they have a crown, okay, and the way their markings are. So it's the royalty of the butterflies. So what we have today in our lesson is the story of Lazarus. And Lazarus was sick, he fell ill. And Jesus was not in Bethany. He was with his disciples outside of Jerusalem. Message got to him that his friend Lazarus was ill. And Jesus said, yeah, he is. Later they got word, he stayed a couple more days. He got word that Lazarus was dead. And he told his disciples, he's not dead, he's asleep. But to Jesus, the word sleep means ready to transform. For us, the word sleep means we're just taking a nap. It's temporary, and we're going to come out of it. But we're going to hear in the scripture today, in the gospel, that God said, God basically, or Jesus meant, as he was saying that Lazarus was asleep, yes, he was dead. So that he could use it as an opportunity to show that he could transform death into life. And in a couple of weeks, we're going to talk about that with Jesus. So this is sort of the story of Lazarus is a forerunner of Jesus' death and his resurrection. Okay, so just like that beautiful butterfly, started out as a caterpillar, and then it went to sleep in that cocoon. It was being protected, being transformed, and born again, just like we will because of Jesus Christ. Pray with me now. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunities you give us.
And we thank you for the opportunities you give us.
And we thank you especially for giving us a chance to transform our lives. That even though we may face a physical death, that means new life in you.
That means new life in you.
Amen. All right. Thank you, guys.